Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful PBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and thank you for joining me this evening. It was a beautiful sunny day in PA today, so if you need me to send some sunshine your way, just let me know. There was tons of it here today. And speaking of sunshine, I have a good friend as my guest this evening, and happy to have him on board and hanging out with me. My guest this evening is Derek White Sky Cloud. He is a psychic medium, and some of you may know him from his show Between Two Worlds, which originally aired on BBS Radio, but now he's with Dark Plains Radio. And Derek is also a paranormal investigator, which I plan on grilling him about a little bit later in the show. He's a healer, a teacher, an author. And I know one thing. We both were born on the 6th of October, and we share a lot in common. Derek and I are both. Oh boy, I'm hearing feedback. This is interesting. Okay.
Okay.
I'm hearing myself echo. That kind of ruins my introduction. Okay.
Okay.
We both were born on the 6th of October, and we share a lot in common. Derek and I both were artists prior to opening the door to a more spiritual lifestyle. Both of us do spiritual counseling, healing, and teach. You got two people born on a day that endows a person with an open and loving heart, people who find joy in being of service to others, and we both hold cosmic parent energy. That's one of the gifts of being born on any sixth day. Okay, so station manager Don, God bless his little heart, tells me that we were having some echo problems. So I'm just going to kind of start where the echo came in, okay? So we're both born on the 6th of October, and we both share a lot in common. One thing I think is really interesting is both Derek and I were artists prior to opening that doorway to a more spiritual lifestyle. Both of us do spiritual counseling, healing, and teaching. You've got two people born on the 6th, and that kind of endows a person with an open and loving heart. People who find joy in being of service to others, and we both hold this cosmic parent energy. And I love Derek because we see eye to eye on so many things. I consider him to be a kindred spirit. So tonight, quite literally, you have cosmic mama and me and cosmic daddy and Derek. How do you like to call the cosmic daddy? Huh? Like it, don't you, Derek? I know you love it.
That's funny.
Yeah, and later on, we're going to open up the lines for your questions and on-air readings. But for now, you can check out his website at www.whiteskycloud.com because he's laughing at me, so I might as well bring him on into the show. Hi, Derek. Cosmic Daddy.
Hi.
Derek.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
You like that Cosmic Daddy?
Oh, Cosmic. Yeah, Cosmic Daddy sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that's you. Okay. So what have you been up to since the last time we chit-chatted?
Many things. Doing a lot of traveling. I'm actually out of province. I work in reservations a lot and do my healing work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always involved in our Métis community, sharing our Métis culture. Plus, as well, I'm doing paranormal investigating and usual my readings and also my radio show.
Is that all?
That's some.
A little bit of something, yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're keeping busy because we need somebody like you out there doing the good work. But I got a personal question I got to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, tell me what's up. Because, Derek, I have been, I mean, I'm talking obsessed with ghost hunting shows lately. So I want to know, like, what is up with that? I mean, it's just so bizarre. It's like I'm just obsessed with them. I just watch them. Anything that comes on, it's like I'm fascinated. I'm, like, so into it. This is just not in character with me. So I'm, what's going on?
Very often people like to get really involved with the paranormal now. It's become a real big thing, and they really want to be part of it. But a person like yourself, being a Libran, Librans are very curious people.
Uh-huh.
And they've always want to find out what's going on.
Okay, so you think okay.
So your curiosity gets the good of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's wanting to explore because basically, yes, you're involved in numerology, but you're also, I wouldn't put it past it to you one day that you'll be involved doing a paranormal investigation on a team somewhere.
Really? You think so?
Oh,
well,
I think so.
That's, I don't know. I'm fascinated with it, and it's so bizarre for me. And so I don't know. I just think it's interesting. But I think I'm going to get back to that, but I think I heard a beep, so I'm not 100% sure. If we have somebody on the line, so let me check for a sec. Did somebody call in?
Yes, hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Linda in Florida, Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Can you hear me? I have a new phone, and Don said I came across kind of loud, and I know my phone's kind of screwed up, so if I'm coming too loud, I apologize.
That's okay. At least we can hear you. So,
okay.
So that's
okay.
Good. So what can we do for you, Linda? What'd you call in for?
Well, things have been pretty horrendous for me, to put it real mildly.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know if there's any insight that I can do to help myself. Things are happy on my control. Even my car was stolen last week.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So that's probably the least dramatic. But that was the icing on the cake, I think, for me.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Derek, do you get any insight on her? And before you... Linda, have I read you recently?
No, you haven't, Allison.
Okay, why don't you give me your date of birth?
9/10/52.
Okay. And I will hold on to that, and we'll see what Derek's got to tell you.
Oh, thank you, Allison. You're such a sweetheart.
Honey. Yeah.
Well, number one, you've been actually talking about wanting to travel. And you keep on thinking that it's being spoiled, but you're going to end up doing some major traveling. And I do see Europe in part of your path. There is a relative from some that long distance far away that wants to get a hold of you. Someone actually is talking about doing a family tree, or they actually want to investigate your family. And I keep an ear open on that one as well. But you thinking
okay.
that you're having difficulties. The interesting part of it is that a lot of your difficulties are not as bad as you think they are. You crumble too quickly. You give up too quickly. And it's almost like if it doesn't work for you, you quit too quick.
Okay. Yes, I have a tendency to do that, yes. I feel drained, though, to be honest with you. I'm drained.
Well, you can do that to yourself a lot. I mean, you can drain yourself easily. Again, you have a little bit of a, I'm not going to say complete short temper, but you have a temper that actually has to go your way or not happy.
Sometimes. That's not the case all the time, but yes, sometimes.
Everybody loves you. We don't like to be wrong,
I know.
Do we?
Linda, God love you, honey. Well, Derek, I'm going to jump in here for a second. Linda, you got some dealings with maybe, you know, where you landed in your latter years. There's tremendous potential for you for success as long as you set goals and you work towards those goals. So going along with what Derek said, that you give up too easily, this is not going to work for you in the energy that you're in. You've got to set those goals. You cannot give up. And when you achieve those goals, it's not like you can take a vacation. You've got to set some more goals. And if you work towards that, there's nothing that you can't achieve even in your latter years. It wants to pull money and abundance and success around you. But there's contingency. You've got to work at it. Also, when you get around this energy, it's instant karma. So I got to tell you, girl, you just got to be careful what you sow, because if it's going to come around. You don't have to wait for another lifetime. It is definitely going to come back at you during this particular energy as well. So, you know, and as far as the car getting stolen, did you actually lock it? Because you're in a 3-year, and people tend to be really scattered in their 3 years. They tend to, you know, forget things or not be as disciplined as they ordinarily could be. So that, you know, you want to, especially this year, rein in a little bit of that discipline and focus a little bit more. But like I said, set some goals. And you know, you may find even since the age of 46, I mean, in all honesty, that you've had a couple of gauntlets that have been thrown down that test your strength and test your determination and also your ability to get up when you get knocked down. And that's all part of a power and mastery challenge that you somewhat have written into your life plan. And it has to do with finances. It has to do with achievement and success. And oftentimes when we get kicked a little, it just shows us what our strengths are. It shows us what we're capable of doing. It teaches us to set the bar a little higher. So when you get those things that come into your life, you may sit, the perspective is everything. You can sit there and you can whine about it. You can cry about it. You get depressed about it. Or you can look at it and say, what is this teaching me? Look how strong I am that I can overcome this. Pat yourself on the back, pick yourself up, and keep on going. And bless the lesson. And if you do that, the perspective, you shift that just a little bit, look at things a little bit differently. Life all of a sudden gets a little bit easier. So that would be my advice for you based on kind of like the energy that I'm looking at. And love yourself. You got some self-worth issues here that are going on and confidence issues there and maybe not treating yourself as well as you should. So work on that, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to say thank you. Also,
I'm going to have to listen to this again.
Well, I want to say something about your car because I also work as a medium. I'm remote viewing your where you were living, where your car went. And I'll tell you right now, that car was stolen with intention. That means that person's been following you for quite a long time. Someone's getting revenge on you, and that's the reason why your car's gone.
Wow. Oh, my God. Can I share something with you?
Sure.
Yeah.
In March of this year, March 23rd, actually, I had my car in the driveway. I was loading it up because I had to make a trip because I've been seeing these doctors. And it's quite a drive. It's about 500 miles round trip. And I was loading the car, getting ready for the trip the next day. And a man came up to me and said, what are you doing? And I said, cleaning up my car. I didn't want to talk to him. Before I knew it, he was on top of me. And he goes, well, what are you going to do after that? And before I knew it after that, I ran next door to my neighbor for help. He was already in my garage. And my neighbor is a police officer. I was lucky he was home. He chased him and four other cops. For some reason, they left him go. And I was furious. So I did some investigating. And I found out he lives on the Air Force base. I can't say if he's in the military or if he has a relative in the military that's high ranking. But
well,
I thought of that.
This possibly could be the very same guy that's went after your car.
Oh, my gosh. Are you ever going to catch that guy with the car, do you think? Or?
I would feel it's more like it'll be abandoned, but when you do find it, it'll be near a warehouse.
I hope I don't have to take the car back with the insurance company and they just destroy it.
Right.
That I don't. Is your car like look like it's in the 70s or 80s?
No. It was a 99. It was an older car, but it was in real good shape.
Okay. It was quite long. And one pointing out is that quite large car, not a short, small car.
It's a short. It was a Honda.
Okay, because the same fellow that I'm looking at here, he's also done this before. It's not the first time because the car that he's got looks like it's in its 70s, 78, 82, and around there.
There, can I tell you something? I was seeing the same old car. I was seeing this big old boat is what I was seeing. Okay,
All right.
That's kind of weird because I don't, So he drives an older car that's a boat. That's a big boat.
He owns a real big boat. Well, you know what? The insurance company said Honda got hot for for stealing. That's what they told me.
Not really. Every insurance company is going to say that, that a Honda is hot for stealing. They'll turn around and say a Ford is hot for stealing. They'll say, oh, well, the Kia is going to be hot for stealing. Any small car, if they can break in, all they do is they just smash the side window and drive it down and ride it to the ground. But it's mostly anybody that goes after small cars like that are people that want to strip it, and they will repaint it and do the body work. This was intention. This person has intention to not steal it to get something for it. He basically stole it and dumped it off somewhere.
Okay, Linda.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you again. I appreciate
Hi.
It.
Hi, thanks for calling in, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. I hope they find your car.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye. That's really weird, Derek, because I swear to God, I was like, why do I have this picture of this old car in my head, you know? And I,
mm-hmm.
So when you started talking about it, I was like, wow, okay, I'm with you.
Well,
I'm
once in a while I do cases for the police, and I tell them, you know, what I see,
mm-hmm.
and then they leave it up to them to make their own decisions,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want to do the case or that sort
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh,
it's really cool when you get people to call back, and they let you know and give you a...
You know, let you know, validate. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I want to jump back on board what I was talking about, the ghost adventures. And you're saying, like, because of my curiosity and all of that, that's why I'm interested. But also, I'm a little bit of a skeptic and a little bit of a seeker and a little bit of a lot of things. And when I watch these shows, you know, I have so many questions about paranormal investigations. Now, one of the shows in particular, they do not necessarily use any kind of protection. It seems to me like they go into some of the most horrifically haunted places in the world where a lot of negative activity is taking place. And they go in, and it appears as though some really mean things happen to them. I mean, physical things. And so that leaves me, like, kind of wondering. And, you know, some people, some spiritual people, some mediums say, well, they can't hurt you. But it seems apparent on some of these shows that they actually can. And so, you know, I'm a little confused about it. So fill me in. I mean, when it comes to investigations, where do you come in with this protection? And can
ghosts
really affect?
Well, basically, I always tell people, always do a prayer of protection before you start. And the number two, you don't bring kids with you on any site whatsoever to do investigations with children. I mean, I've been watching some of these new shows now. Now there are these people promoting children to come on the TV show to... I mean, I can understand the kids are psychic themselves, but there are actually some other kids that they wanted to adventure the idea that paranormal investigating is exciting. It actually can be rather dangerous. I've seen children after leave the site become basically possessed,
mm-hmm.
of a discarnate spirit, and so then we got to take care of it after that.
Mm-hmm.
And your prayer doesn't always answer you for children, because children will doubt certain things in their lives. They don't always believe everything they're told. But they like to adventure it. And there's a difference between a ghost hunter and a paranormal investigator.
Mm-hmm.
A ghost hunter is someone who actually wants to get the thrill of being scared. And, and your paranormal investigator are the ones that use science as well as part of that, the equipment,
yeah.
as well as other mediums that go with them to help assist.
Mm-hmm. Well, they all tend to have some scientific equipment with them. But
yeah.
I just, you know, sometimes it boggles my mind, because sometimes I think it looks like you're asking for trouble. In some of the
well,
programs.
Basically, a lot of times too, people are actually why they want to investigate the place, because they're told for many, many generations, whether it's over 100 years old, 200 years or more, that this place is haunted. Now, just recently, today, now this has been brand new news today. Yahoo did an interview with a couple of guys on Michael Jackson's Neverland, and the camera was panning down the hallway, and they saw a black shadow walk across the room that looked like Michael Jackson.
Are you serious?
Wow. I'm not kidding you.
Now, where's that at?
That was at Neverland.
Yeah, but where is it on the internet so somebody can go check that out?
Just write the word Michael Jackson ghost, and it's
Neverland.
On Yahoo right now. It's on YouTube.
Oh, cool. That's
yeah.
neat. It's on YouTube. Seriously.
Real quick, and anything to the paranormal, boom, everybody's out there. And so
wow,
Michael Jackson
awesome.
Actually is haunting Neverland already.
All right, good for him. Good for him. I think we have another caller, because I heard a beep. So if you don't mind, I'm going to put the discussion about the paranormal on hold, and I'm going to see who's calling in. Hi, who's calling?
Yes, it's Janet from Connecticut.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Very well. Do you have a question for either Derek or myself or both of us?
Yeah, both of you. I'm giving my husband's birthday 8/31/52.
Okay.
And I want to know what's going on with him.
Okay, Derek, do you want to take that, and then I'll just come in with what I see in the numbers?
What I'm seeing with him right now, automatically I'm seeing as if it's actually someone actually losing, like worrying about losing their home.
Yeah.
And this person actually has a lot of fear and a lot of sadness around him. And it's if he's actually going through almost like a nervous breakdown or actually a complete crush. Like he's just totally sad. And but he's also missing a lot of his family because he wished that his father or family is around him. And even though he does not turn to you for help, because he feels like he's playing the male role, the husband role, he doesn't want to burden you. And he's also pulling you into this, which I feel is kind of wrong in that part, because he should be actually asking for your moral support. But he's hurting inside. His heart is really sad.
Yeah, because we're separated, and he's living somewhere else.
Right.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
You don't tell me that much.
Well, I can tell you from looking at his chart, sweetie, that he's in a 5-year, and that is absolutely going to bring change. And when the 5 energy is around, it's almost like this doorway opened up for him to make changes in his life. And oftentimes when somebody is in the 5 energy, they change where they live, they change their jobs, they change locations. And so moving out, changing, you know, separating or any of that stuff absolutely can happen around the 5 energy. I want to tell you that for him, he moved into some energy after the age of 53. He may not, as Derek was saying, he's not sharing with you. He's keeping things hidden, or there's some things that you yourself need to investigate with him, or he's just having a hard time sharing with you. And I agree with Derek on that, because the energy is the 7 and it's keeping things hidden. I'm also going to tell you that this energy is not that great for marriage. It really doesn't support a marriage. So in many ways, since the age of 53, he has not had supportive energy for a marriage. He's kind of gone within, a little bit more reticent to communicate. He's gone off in a different direction. So that can actually cause, you know, a marriage or a relationship to dissolve.
He's not 53 yet. He was born in 62.
Oh, I thought you said 52, darling. I'm sorry.
It's the 62.
You said a 6?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, dear. I heard a 5, and so that's what you get for a little bit of...
Yeah, that's accurate. All right.
That's all right, sweetie. Well, then let me just check this out with...
But most of the information is...
Oh, well, actually, we're absolutely right on the 5, what I said about the year that he's in. And the truth of the matter is that 7 just moved up a notch. So what I was... Everything I said is exactly the same, except for this energy that he's in at this time is the 7 energy. So, again, he's been in it since 43. So that is not very conducive for marriage. And there's secrecy in things he keeps hidden. And I'm going to tell you that he may have some financial difficulties, so I'm tending to agree with Derek a little bit as well, upcoming. So everything what I said is exactly the same. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
And
so
you
have one more question?
Go ahead.
Hello? My father passed in March. I wanted to know anything about that.
You what?
Her father passed in March.
That's your...
your father, I'm actually listening to him right now, and he's making my throat feel really weird. That means that he's dealt with either lung cancer or a throat condition, and the passing is very quickly for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing very well in spirit.
Mm.
And he says he wishes he could have gotten along with you more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. We got along, but he was quiet, you know. Mm-hmm.
That happens because there could be because of his age. It could have been because he wasn't ready to make change. But he's almost like he was at that point saying it's time to leave. And he's also shows me a piece of paper that is being shown to me right now. And this paper shows me like either you talk about putting him in a home or he was already going into a home, but he's also going into like an elder's home. And he's talking about someone, he just shows me this. And he shows me that someone else is going to be going into an elder's home quite soon.
Because
I'm showing papers being signed.
Oh, okay.
Now, Janet, the one thing that I do want to say to you is just be aware, dear, that everything that happens in your life, every experience, including the breakup of relationships, sometimes it's hard for us to let go of things. Sometimes in order to make us let go, the situations deteriorate to make us, because we don't like change. We're creatures of habit. We like to know status quo, and sometimes it's very difficult to make that leap from what we've always known to some new things. But really, even in the breakup of this relationship, it is like closing a door that makes space for you to bring some new things into your life. That literally there will come a point in time when you look back at this, you're actually going to be kind of grateful and maybe have a better relationship or a happier life or being more yourself because this relationship may have inhibited you or caused you not, you know, to maybe have to make some changes in your own character. So try to just look at this as, okay, I'm closing this door in order to make room in my life for something new. And something that's right for me and try to have that perspective and not be so, I know it's always difficult, but there's new things coming for you because you've let go of something. So it's better to just let it go. Because for him, I believe that there's something he kept hidden from you that is the cause of this breakup.
Yeah.
Okay, dear?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Janet.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. All right. So, Derek. Not that I'm a dog with a bone, but I am. Okay, so. you know, getting back. You know, when I see the negative things that happen, scary things that happen on the ghost shows, you know, do you think that there's sensationalism or do you think it's the real deal?
Some can be sensationalism. Some are the real deal. There's actually a group of guys that I know of that do some fabulous paranormal investigating. The Booth brothers, they did one. They've been doing a lot of them for the last few years, and they got just finished doing a new one called Possessed. I'm promoting them on my show. They're coming on my show quite soon. And but these guys are absolutely fabulous. You want to talk about investigations, they know their stuff.
Yeah.
There's other people that I know of that are, you know, they're always looking for the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got your people that like sensationalism. You can actually Hollywoodism your life. I mean, it's just like ourselves. We as mediums, even numerologists, the more we get into this work, into society, into the media, we can also end up being sensationalized because the public, and we call the paparazzi, the public wants to know all about your personal life and how you started, where you went, what you're doing, pretty well almost 24/7. If you look at some of the other mediums that have been around for a long, long time, say Sylvia Brown for once, I mean, she was great for a while and then she hit this turn around the corner that she made a mistake of doing one thing, and all of a sudden the people just jumped on it. And called her every name in the book you could think of, but yet now she's silencing herself for a while, but she's getting back on her toes.
Mm-hmm.
So
it
depends on everyone's personal views, and you just have to really, I tell people, when you go to watch a paranormal program, you got to make sure that you are the one who has to filter what feels right for you, that feels right.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people out there, yes, the public or the media wants you to sensationalize some of the programs. If you look at Taps, for example, some people used to watch a TV show called Taps.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the guys themselves, when they had Brian Harnois in there, he was, they wanted to do a story about Brian, you know, even though Brian was just a guy, a mere young man who was learning the ropes about getting to paranormal investigating with them and as a team.
Mm-hmm.
But they end up circling his life around the girlfriend and him and his, he's always on the cell phone with his girlfriend all the time and that sort of thing. And it really wasn't, I was not interested in his personal life. I want to know what's going on in that theater or the building that they're in.
Sure.
But this is what the media wants to do. The guys that are run these TV series, they want you to put a story to someone or have someone argue with another person in there. I don't agree to agree to agree. And you know, I always tell people, if you really want to do something, be honest about it. Tell the truth. I mean, yes, you may have the odd time disagreeing with someone about regarding investigation, but most time everybody gets along quite well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. All right. Well, I believe that we have somebody else that's calling in, so I'm going to check to see who it is. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, Allison. This is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Wonderful. Good to hear. Do you have a question for Derek or both of us?
Both, probably.
Okay.
I'm trying to decide if I should plant some roots where I'm at,
okay,
or if I should be moving on.
Can you give me your date of birth, Wendy?
Sure. It's 10/7/1959.
Thank you. Derek, I'll let you. It was 1959, right?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Derek, I'll let you go.
I would say for you, Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
I would say for you right now that you actually were talking about going back to school because you're actually trying to make a decision of your life. And it's almost like the guy that you're with or are with, it's almost like you're trying to make a decision by moving on from him, but you're flipping back and forth too as well. Like if for some reason you're playing with it, trying to make you're making decisions. But I really, for me this year, I don't really see you making any major changes. if you did, I would say probably next year around summer that you make some change in your life, because right now it's almost like I'm seeing horses all around you, like as if you want to go out in the country and just run away and get out there and just run free, like to ride free with these horses. And what you're doing is trying to run away from something that you have not really, come to terms with. And it's like accepting what these changes are. But I could see this man that's part of your life, his back is turned towards you. He looks very sad because to me I look as if he's in the shadows. So does that make any sense at all?
It sounds like it could be my son.
Okay. And he's turned his head down like he's down. And I'm seeing that he's really sad. That means that either he's worried about being rejected by either you or he knows he's done something really wrong. And he doesn't know how to face it.
Okay.
Okay? And yep. So this is how, this is what I see here. I would say if you're ever talking about wanting to move or making a move, I would seriously consider you actually going back to school, because I'm seeing a school automatically in your plate, like you're holding onto your chart and you're making an application.
Mm-hmm. I have to jump on board here because I'm sitting here nodding my head with Derek, because really, Wendy, when you hit your birthday this year, you're moving into some energy that's very supportive of going back to school, further education. It could even be self-education, but it's definitely going to be a time where you are more readily can absorb knowledge. And so if you were to be a student anywhere, you're going to find that you're going to be a very good student. It's going to be a very positive thing for you because you're moving into that kind of energy. I also agree with Derek on the that you have this thing about you either make many changes, like whether it's impulse or whether it's this is not working out, so I need to do this, and maybe it can be either or. It's like making too many or really hesitating and being afraid to make changes in your life. You have a challenge to that energy, so sometimes it can go one way or the other. So if you're sitting there at this moment in time and you're on a fence and you don't know what to do, it's really important for you to look for the greater good of all and for yourself and not to make an impulsive decision, but feel free to make that decision because you have this thing with you that maybe you hold on to something so long, it's kind of like having expired food in the refrigerator that It's time to throw it out. It's time to move on. In a way, numerically, what your chart is saying that this somewhat is not in alignment with what Derek says, but I'm just going to give it to you anyhow. This year, you have to make, you have an opportunity. It's a 1 in a 9 year opportunity to bring something new into your life. If you do not take advantage of that opportunity, you're going to have to wait another 9 years for that opportunity to come around again. So you want to make the best possible use out of this year as far as looking at what do I need to let go of in my life? What am I making room for? What is it that I want to do? What do I want to create? What do I want to manifest? What do I want to work on for the next 9 years? And this is your opportunity, so you don't want to sit on a fence. You want to seize the moment with this energy. I do see a great deal. You have psychic ability. You have wisdom. You have an ability with spiritual philosophy and things, anything having to do with the spiritual. I can almost see you going down that path in your latter years and really getting immersed in that, in the spiritual energy, maybe even specializing at something. So I would really encourage you to, if you are interested in something metaphysical, study it until you're the expert. And then from that, you can gain a great deal of satisfaction as well as, you know, bringing income and whatever, if you just study it to the point where you know more than anyone else. And it's very spiritual energy around you, especially in your latter years. Okay?
I have been thinking about, and that's where, when he said school, it's like, no, I'm not going back to school. But actually, I do want to study healing, spiritual healing.
There you go.
Yeah, that's where you'll do very well by next year. It's right, like I say, that all these things will come to fruition next year. Because you'll be putting, I'm seeing your hand writing on.
How will I find the connection? That's what I'm missing. I don't have that. I don't have the mentor. I haven't connected to any one sect. I haven't. I'm feeling very lost. It's like for so long I pushed the psychic abilities. I pushed the intuition. I pushed everything back because I didn't want to know. I didn't want to succeed.
Well, I think what you're looking at, my dear, you didn't want to know because you put the fear in front of it. And whoever taught you that fear, thinking, well, that's not right because it's not the way God would do it, or, you know, this is wrong, what you're doing, they're saying. And the thing is that you listened to what they told you. And now you don't have to sit in the same paranoia as they were. Now, this is where a lot of people make their fear and mistakes. They fear what they don't see. That's why we talked about this in the beginning, including even investigating. People like to see and get the thrill of seeing a ghost or a spirit of sort, and that's their biggest thrill, to see one. But if you do see one, how would you respond to it? Being a psychic is in the same way, because being a psychic or going into the mediumship field, you know, you can also categorize at some point with that as well. And when you start seeing your first ghost or first appearance of spirits, and you think to yourself, now, am I going crazy, or what do I do next?
And they didn't scare me at all. In fact,
And back then, those years, when I was young, they never had teachers that taught us. We were on our own. And so we were trying to think, okay, what do? Do we accept this, or do we run away from it? Well, now there's many teachers out there, and I'll recommend, if you want to take your training, to go to what you call a spiritualist church. And it's spelled spiritualist. And wherever you're located, they should have spiritualist churches in your location. Give them a call, and they will help you, guide you with your psychic abilities.
Okay.
And Wendy,
and how to bring them in.
Right. Wendy, when we go back to that, you want to be a healer. You know, part of your energy is having knowledge of the physical body. And when you have intuition and you combine that with knowledge of the physical body, you have intuitive healer. So I concur that would be a good place to place your energy. And as far as your psychic ability and all of that, you've had the experiences. You know that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you from this point forward, it's just be open to new experiences. Be open to, you know, this evolution and just allow it to flow. It's not like you can, it's always been there for you. It's all, you've always had it. So it's not like it's some major new thing that's being dumped on you. It's just rather acknowledging it, letting it flow through you, learning how to handle it, and moving forward with it. You would make a really good healer. So I encourage you with that. And feel, in education, as far as finding someone, you send the message out. This is your year to manifest, so send the message out. Send me. Send me someone. Send me a teacher. Send me, point me in the direction, and look for the signs. Okay?
I've got a woman here, before we close with this woman, I've got a woman here tapping me on the shoulder. She keeps telling me she belongs to you. So she's either your mom or grandmother.
Okay.
Who is she to you?
Is
your mom still here?
My mom is still here, yeah.
Okay, this has got to be your mom's mom then.
Okay.
Okay, she tapped me on the shoulder. She keeps bugging me. She keeps telling her. She said, tell her I'm going to help her. So she's already started you off now, and she's been helping you since you were... I really strongly feel this grandmother passed away when you were a little girl, because she tells me she's been working with you since you were about 6-7 years of age, because she's been leaning over your crib all this time.
You know, the age's off, but I definitely feel that energy.
Okay.
I had grandparents into my adulthood, so.
Okay, but you possibly may have had a great grandparent that also was doing that to help you.
But
I'm seeing this woman lean over your crib.
Yeah, it could be a great aunt or something also.
Yeah.
Okay, Wendy.
Okay, thank you both very, very much.
Thanks for calling, dear.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. I think it's really interesting, Derek, that there's a lot of validation with what you're saying and what you're saying and then what I'm seeing. And
mm-hmm.
I love that when I work with other mediums and psychics, and they, you know, when you read from two different places and then there's a lot of the same validation in the readings, I think that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, really fascinating. So I like
well,
that.
Because you're looking from all aspects of all sides, you know, and even whatever I say, I'm not even looking at it through numerological ways.
Mm-mm.
I just say it the way I'm seeing it, and then you're saying it, and, you know, whether you agree or disagree, the fact is that it still may be similar to what you're saying, that I'm
it is.
Saying.
It is. There's a lot of validation between the two. And we happen to have another caller, so I'm going to take that caller. Who's calling, please? Hello?
Hi. This is
Hi, who's
Mario.
This?
Ellison.
Hi, I'm sorry I missed your name.
Sue.
Hi, Sue, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
First of all, I would like the email to get your monthly forecast for the year.
Okay. All right, Sue, I'm pretty sure I can take care of that for you. And
okay.
I know Sue, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn her over to you, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
And Sue, Derek is a psychic medium. Is there anything that you would like to ask him?
Well, just anything that he can, any information he can give me about my life.
Well, I will say this to you, my dear. I'm seeing a theater around you, and whether you are were into entertainment at the time or singing, but I'm seeing a theater around you. It's in your there's a lot of people around you from that time, or you either were attracted to the arts of sort, and that's how I'm seeing it. there's an older man here who I have coming through right now, and he shows himself that he belongs to you.
He's what?
He says that his older man, he's passed away. He tells me he belongs to you, that he's here for you as well by your side. And he tells me that you actually had your hand on his forehead, you were by his side while he crossed over.
I had my hand on his forehead, what?
He tells me you had your hand, or you're somehow soothing him, as he was crossing over. Who was this man?
Okay. And would that be, do you have a name?
He's very close to you. It's either a husband or a father, one of the two.
Well, my brother
okay.
That was, he was everything to me. My mother and my, you know, my brother,
okay,
my father.
Okay, because they're not indicating who they are by name right at the moment, because I'm trying to get the impression of him, but he just shows me how you were close to him, and you were leaning close to him towards his face while you're soothing him by putting your hand on his forehead while he is on the bed, like while he's in the hospital.
Okay. Was his name Jack?
It's either Jack or John, one of the two.
Okay. Jack or John. It was him.
Okay. And that's who he has. He also shows me somebody else with him, too, as well. There's a young female to his left side of him as well. And he says that she's connected to you as well as him.
And does he give you a name?
She's, I'm not sure what's my name, but Christine? Chris or Christine?
Christine? What about Bonnie?
Who's Christine? Hang on a second. Who's Christine?
Pardon?
I'm just talking to him. Who's the Christine?
It's still Christine.
Hang on. Okay, he's making me feel very, very hot and very, like as if this person had either been smothered when she crossed over or she actually got burned in a fire, one of the two.
A mother that crossed over. That would be Mary.
Okay.
Christine does not ring a bell at all.
Who had been burnt in a fire?
Who had what?
Been burned in a fire.
Who had a fire?
My whole face is...
Okay, okay. Jack's daughter. Is it this off? Catherine.
Catherine, okay. Not Christine, Catherine. Okay. Okay. And she's still living or she passed?
Oh, no, she's still living.
Okay. He wants to say hello to her. Can you pass the message on to her? He tells her he loves her very much.
Okay.
Okay, that's why he's pointing out the fire.
Okay. And what does Jack have anything to tell me?
He's basically, he's just lying, he's just standing there and smiling.
He's just what?
Standing there with a smile.
Standing there with a smile. That's
just
typical.
A big smile,
yeah,
like I'm okay, typical. I'm doing okay.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about me anymore, and he also shows me a cross, like a tombstone cross, that means that his anniversary was actually within this last month or two.
Let me see, we're July. He died in March, and his birthday was in October.
Okay, and was this a brain tumor?
Stomach cancer.
It was stomach cancer. There's somebody here coming through right now. It shows me a brain that he had problem with a brain problem with her head.
Would that be another brother?
This is like an aneurysm. Like a brain
Rod
aneurysm.
Or Roland?
What about Mary Jane?
Or Mary Jane?
Yeah.
They're strong. This person's coming really strong, but tell me they had a brain aneurysm.
Something wrong with the brain.
But none of the names are coming through strong.
Not at the moment. They give me the indication of how they crossed over first before they tell me who they are.
Okay. Roland. Roland Jr.
Is there also this person either has a name connection to Ronnie?
To who?
Ronnie. R-O-N-N-I-E.
No.
Or Ronald?
No, Ronnie. Well, I think maybe they called my dad Ronnie sometime.
Okay. And your dad's passed?
Pardon?
Your dad's passed?
My dad has passed away.
Okay, this is who it is right here. You're Ronnie.
And what does he have to say?
Ronnie, what do you want to tell your daughter?
What?
I'm just talking to him.
You're talking to him?
I'm talking to him. I said, what do you want to tell your daughter?
I wish I could talk to him.
You can.
You can. You can talk to him as often as you want. This is what he has to say.
Okay.
His words are this: I have the whole family in the house as you and I are talking now. That means he's speaking in different, he's speaking backwards because he's doing it to let you know that he didn't like to swear. But
no, Dad didn't.
No, he didn't like to swear.
No.
And he says he's in the house, he's standing behind you right now, and you're going to notice on your right shoulder it's very warm.
Okay.
Okay, that's his presence in the house, and he's right behind you. And the rest of the relatives are starting to appear behind you soon. And they're coming in as we're talking. And they're just there.
Right. See, I'm the only one left.
Well,
of the immediate family. Well, practically of the whole.
That's why they're all coming in. They're all just welcome, just being there to be there with you.
Right.
They're not coming to get you. They're just there to be with you.
Right. Okay, Sue, listen, I hate to interrupt because I hate to, but we only have a few minutes left on the show.
Okay.
So I have to let you go, and I hope that those messages are comforting for you, and thanks for calling in. And I'll get you that on that newsletter, okay, Sue?
Okay, thanks, Bernie.
You're welcome.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I know, Sue, so that's why I'm sitting there kind of laughing. Because you were quite accurate. So I just want you to know that. In all honesty, that is my aunt, and you're talking about my family when you were talking, and you're talking about my grandfather. My Aunt Mary Jane, I know, had something wrong with her brain where she just dropped dead. So you were very accurate with that. So I'm just going to try to validate. Aunt Sue sometimes can be a little squirrely. Love you, Aunt Sue. And
that's your aunt. Okay.
Yeah,
that
was my aunt.
I'm actually talking to your relatives.
You're talking to my relatives. So I'm like sitting there kind of tearing up because I, as you're saying that, I'm like, because my father passed last July, and his brother Jack always hogs the readings. Anytime I get a medium on my show, Jack jumps on board, and he usually, you know, hogs the reading. He loves, I guess he must like mediums. And, of course, Grandpa never swore. No, he was an extreme gentleman. He was a wonderful man.
That's why he used the words backwards. So
that's adorable. Yeah, so I was just kind of sitting there enjoying the reading myself. And I had to sit there and go, how do I not say that was my family and validate for you? So I wanted to do that.
Well, if the family's behind her, they're also standing behind you.
Sure,
When they're making their appearance. And, you know, here's your curiosity when you're talking about paranormal investigations. Well, basically what you're really doing is you're investigating your relatives. You're curious, you know, how can I still make contact with them after they passed away?
Sure.
And it's amazing when you can. When I was able to have the ability talk to my mother and my father after they passed away was totally phenomenal, and other means as well. It's absolute.
Yeah, so maybe I'm just kind of working on that. But listen, Derek, you know, it's amazing how 55 minutes can go very quickly, and it has. So what I would like to tell my listeners is, by all means, please go to Derek's website. That's whiteskycloud.com, and check out his website. And, Derek, what day is your radio on, Tuesdays?
I'm on Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. I'm on for 2 hours, and the website is darkplainsradio.com. That's DarkPlains.
Okay.
Radio.com, and that's where we are.
That's where you are. Okay, my dear. Well, thank you so much for joining me tonight. It was pleasant hanging out with you. You know I love you, and I hope you come back and visit me again sometime.
Oh, I'll be back.
Okay.
You're coming on my show tomorrow night.
Well, yeah, I know, but, you know, I just, you know, I was
guess
out.
Guess what, folks?
Yeah, I'm coming over to your house tomorrow.
He's coming to my house tomorrow night. So you got to come to darkplainsradio.com.
Yeah, I'll come over.
2 hours with Allison.
Oh, yeah, mumba. I'll drink my coffee. All right, so thanks, Derek, and everybody that was listening tonight, everybody that called in tonight, thanks so much. Really, truly appreciate your support of the show. You all have a really wonderful night, and I wish you abundant blessings. Good night, Derek, and good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.